It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Madison Allworth.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm Eben Brown. It's now Ramadan for Muslims worldwide, and not even Ramadan has brought an end or even a pause to Hamas's war against Israel and Israel's plans to confront the terrorist in their last stronghold, the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
The Israelis say it's a matter of time before they enter Rafah. They do not care about red lines that are drawn by the Biden administration or the president himself.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
For more than 5 months now, Israel's military has been pursuing Hamas terrorists across Gaza, following Hamas's attack killing 1,200 Israelis, mostly civilians, and kidnapping hostages. More than 130 hostages, women, children, the elderly, remain captive. And while the Biden administration had hoped to have something brokered along with the help of other Middle Eastern nations, it always seems to fall apart. And with Ramadan, the Islamic holy month, tensions elsewhere are rising and rising against the Jewish state.
Yeah, right now there's a huge disagreement between the Biden administration and the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about what steps to take as it relates to the war in Gaza.
Fox's Trey Yingst has covered this war since the first reports of Hamas terrorists' infiltration into southern Israel on October 7th. He joins us now from Tel Aviv.
We're 157 days in, and there is no clear path forward for what the Israelis define as victory. Destroying Hamas, its leadership, and their governing capabilities inside Gaza, and bringing home the 134 hostages still being held in the Strip. There are questions about what comes next now that the negotiations that have been ongoing for weeks with the help of Qatari and Egyptian mediators have basically collapsed. And while some are trying to indicate that the conversations continue, Israel's Mossad intelligence agency over the weekend released a rare statement saying they believe Hamas wants to ignite the Middle East during Ramadan and isn't actually serious about getting a ceasefire deal together.
This statement from Mossad is particularly telling. I would say that there are many people on the Israeli side who have sort of felt this way about Hamas's intentions, that they are not seeking a ceasefire. They're seeking a pause so that they might regroup themselves, but they're not looking for a peace deal. Israel, therefore, especially without it getting any further movement on hostages, they're also not willing to cease fire. This seems like they've come to an impasse. Is that the feeling now?
Certainly. And Hamas knows that the Muslim holy month of Ramadan is a historical flashpoint for the region. There are often clashes taking place in Jerusalem between Israeli security forces and Palestinian worshipers. And so reports indicate their hope is that this will further ignite the region, and it will mean more attacks against Israel from groups like the Houthis in Yemen and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, and that they will be able to come out of this with maybe a deal in the future that allows them to remain in limited power inside Gaza, or as some reports have indicated, a joint government where they would work with the Palestinian Authority under the Fatah party that currently operates out of Ramallah in the West Bank. And so it's really unclear what comes next in all of this, but as things stand right now, there is no ceasefire in place. Ramadan is underway, and there are still 134 hostages being held by Hamas inside Gaza.
Let's talk about Rafah. This has been rumored to be on the precipice of happening, a full-on siege by the IDF into this last bastion of Hamas in southern Gaza. For the United States, the Biden administration has called that a red line for some reason. But the Israelis have not ruled it out, although there have been statements saying we're not ready to do this just yet. What are you hearing? And is it just a matter of time before the Israelis make this move?
Yeah, the Israelis say it's a matter of time before they enter Rafah. They do not care about red lines that are drawn by the Biden administration or the president himself. But it's unclear if they are serious about conducting such an operation, because while they have the military capability to go into Rafah, they also have the military capability to evacuate, even if it's difficult, the Palestinian civilian population that's currently sheltering there. But they haven't yet laid out a plan of what that would look like and how it would actually help them to accomplish their goals. There will be pockets of Hamas gunmen that still pop up across Gaza in the months to come. And even if they are able to go into Rafah and sweep through the area, this city that sits along the Egyptian border, they face two major issues. One has to do with the fact that Hamas, even in the northern part of Gaza, where Israeli forces had taken vast swaths of territory, are still able to find their way out of tunnels and out of civilian buildings as we speak, and launch limited but real attacks against Israeli forces. You then have the issue of the hostages. If they're being held in the tunnel network beneath Rafah, do the Israelis have the military technology and capability to rescue them without risking their lives? And the short answer is no, they don't, because Hamas understands that's the only leverage they have left. And reports indicate Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and likely Mohammed Deif, the number two, are surrounded by hostages to ensure their own safety as this war continues.
We are speaking with Fox News correspondent Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv on the arrival of Ramadan with no ceasefire between Israel and Gaza on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. We'll have more straight ahead. You mentioned that Ramadan has historically been a flashpoint, and that is true. There have been uprisings. There has been violence at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We've already heard some stories, I believe, last night or the last couple of nights of the Israeli security forces trying to either limit or conduct some kind of crowd control on the way to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Are things getting heated up in that neighborhood? And, you know, because that's still a ways from Gaza, at least in the, in the small geography of Israel.
They are. And last night at the start of Ramadan, there were already incidents of tension taking place in the old city of Jerusalem. Israeli security forces had set up barriers and were limiting the amount of people that were able to get into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. And there were videos posted online of some Palestinians being pushed by those security forces. And these are the types of images that end up adding fuel to the fire and will continue. And remember that when we look at Ramadan and the holidays that we've covered in the past in Jerusalem, it's Friday after prayer when normally an eruption takes place. And the source of that eruption is different depending on the day, but it has to do with the amount of people that are there at the compound at the same time. And so any sort of tension or unrest that you see during the week likely will be just a fraction of what could come on Friday. And that's really what the security forces on the ground are looking toward and what they're preparing for in the days ahead.
There have been, I think, as you had mentioned, a desire or an idea, at the very least, of having some kind of joint government in Gaza with Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, the Fatah party. But there's been some upheaval in the West Bank as well, where the Palestinian Authority rules. Much of the government resigned. Who is left? Obviously, Mahmoud Abbas is left. Who else is left, and who's really stepping up? And is that favorable to the Israelis? I would think not.
Yeah, the resignations were really symbolic in nature. They didn't change the structure of the Palestinian Authority, how it governs, and the lack of control that it has over the West Bank. And most notably, what didn't change is that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas remains in power, a figure who is incredibly unpopular among the Palestinian civilian population, both in the West Bank and in Gaza. When polls are released across the board, they show that Hamas has popular support in the West Bank. And if the elections were held, and this is part of the reason that the Americans and the Israelis don't want elections to be held, Hamas would win. And so this raises a question of if that coalition idea of a joint government that would involve Fatah and Hamas, would it work internally? Would it work externally? Would it be accepted by the Palestinian people? And what would that mean for communities in the West Bank that are not controlled by Israel or the Palestinian Authority, but rather in practice by Hamas already? Because in many of these places, like Jenin and Nablus and Tulkarm, there are thousands of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, PFLP, DFLP, gunmen who have been able to smuggle ammunition into their cities. They've been able to steal weapons from Israeli bases, and they are armed and able to build IEDs and roadside bombs that they use on a weekly basis against Israeli forces in the West Bank. And this is the part of the story that people aren't talking about. And it's the part of the story that will continue to be an issue for Israel and for the international community that supports Israel as the war continues.
Trey Yingst, our Fox News correspondent in Tel Aviv, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.